Good morning, everyone, and welcome to episode 9 of What is Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Nathan Graham, with Dion Allen, and today we have a special guest, Anna, and I probably should have practiced your last name before you came on.
Belintseva.
Yeah. All right. Perfect. So before we dive into it, if you're watching this on YouTube or listening to on Spotify or Apple, please like and follow the podcast. Something we don't mention enough as well, by the way, is share this podcast out. Our goal is to literally just help as many agents in the industry as possible. This is kind of really just a whole bunch of introductory topics that we're talking about. We teach everything we talk about, we teach in courses. So you can always reach out to figure out a course list if you want to know more. So that's that. So welcome, Anna.
Thank you.
Welcome.
All right. So we're bringing Anna on because today we are talking about the wonderful world of door knocking. But let's get started on this one. Anna, tell us a bit about yourself. How long have you been in the industry? Where are you from? Tell us all that fun stuff. We'll go from there.
Yeah. Well, I'm originally from Russia, Moscow region. I moved to Canada in 1997. And in Russia, I was a teacher and principal at school. So basically here, and I was a teacher of English. So that was my profession. Here it's a way of life, right?
Yep.
So I did not have any other profession. So, and I decided when we bought first house, I wasn't happy with the sale. And that's why I said, like, well, I'm Russian. And, lots of people, immigrants, they don't even understand or know English pretty well. And doing the, working with the documents, it's very hard. And I said, well, to help other immigrants, I need to get the license. Because I went through that process, and thanks God I knew English. That's why it was easier for me. However, lots of people signing the documents did not even know what they are signing, right? They just had to trust the agent.
Right.
Yes. So we moved, and I was a mother of two children. Then another third one was born, and I knew that I got my license. To start my business, I had to borrow money from the credit line, and it was the only income I was making. So I decided, well, no matter what, I need to bring money to the table every single week or every single month. Mm-hmm. I started to cold calling, as everybody suggested, as a new agent. And I found out because of my accent, I wasn't successful in that. People sometimes were really angry or just drop the phone and that's it, like drop the call and that's it. And I lived in this small community of $17,000 in Georgina, north of Toronto. All the agents were known. All the agents had their clientele and their own clients because they've been here for decades. I found out that the only way I can get business, I just need to go and start door knocking. I started from my neighborhood, introducing myself.
So awesome. That's a really great way to start is getting to know your neighbors when you're doing door knocking, right? Mm-hmm. And not being that secret agent in your neighborhood, because if you get friendly with those people, then you can expand from there, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. And before I made a decision to step out of my house and start door knocking, I was like sweating. I was so scared that somebody will just slam his door in front of my nose or just tell me, get out of here. Or somebody will be really rude to me, right?
Yeah.
And that was scary. So I door knocked first my street. Some of the people knew me already. So it was easy for me. Oh, hi, guys. I'm from 76 Brew Lake Way. And I just want to let you know that I've got my license. So I'm not only your neighbor now. I'm also the real estate agent.
Awesome.
So if you need help from me, I'm just around the corner. Here is my card.
Perfect.
Love it.
That's great. And did people slam the door in the face?
No. As I told you, yes. No.
Probably people are nice face to face.
It's hard to slam the door in front of the smiley face, right?
Exactly. Exactly. You're sitting there and you're putting yourself out there. People aren't going to be mean.
Yes, I mentioned something to Nathan earlier today. I said, listen, one time only in the whole 20 years, I had one guy who was really rude. I just knocked the door. He opens the door in my neighborhood. And I said, hi, I'm Anna at that time I was Prudential, right? I'm your neighbor from this number. Are you the owner of the house? And he said, it's not your freaking business. Boom. And I said, I told him, well, you have a great day too. Around. And then I found out he was not even the owner. He was the tenant.
Right.
That's even funnier. Right. So it's interesting. So it's interesting talking about that first time out door knocking. I won't say his name on a live podcast, but there was someone I was mentoring back in the day. Funniest story. He really needed to get his business going. So he dressed up in the suit. He had everything printed off, spent all morning getting ready. And he drove up to the area he was going to door knock. He parked for 2 minutes and turned around and drove away. He was too afraid to do it that day. And then the realization of I got this ready to do nothing almost sickened him. So the next day he went out and actually fulfilled what he was doing. So I love it. The first time out is always nerve-wracking.
Yes,
totally.
And you know what? The thing is that it's much easier having accent to talk to people face-to-face.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. I think that because when you're on the phone, they're not seeing your facial expressions or not. But, you know, like I think COVID taught a lot of us that we actually do follow people's lips. So when you had, I know during that when people's masks were on like this, I couldn't understand half the people who didn't even have an accent, right? So I think we've trained ourselves to read each other's lips. So, you know, when you're opening the door and you have an accent, you're like, hey, how are you? It's a lot easier to understand for sure face-to-face.
Yeah. So let's put some validity behind these numbers because I think a lot of times people teach things, but then they don't really have high closing ratios. And I happen to know your closing ratios and I happen to know you're successful. So let's talk a little bit about the numbers. Now, we mentioned before when you and I were talking, like how many homes you sold from door knocking in 20 years, but just a ton. We don't know the exact amount. But you mentioned that you know your numbers on how many doors knocked to get business. So let's talk about that. What do your numbers look like when you go out? How many do you need to knock? How many do you have to do to convert on business and all the rest?
Well, in some cases, in some, subdivisions, 50 houses is enough. In most cases, 100 houses. Okay. 100 houses. And the thing is that some people think that, oh, I go, 2 days I spend there, I door knock 200 houses, I've got nothing, and they stop doing it. Mm-hmm. That's the hugest mistake. Because yes, you go there and all of a sudden, from 20 houses, you get three leads, three sellers or three buyers, right? So never stop, never give up. That's the most important for me. The other thing I wanted to mention, you door knock 100 houses. I always have my phone with myself to record messages, right? Because when it's winter time, it's not that easy to write down, right?
Well, that's actually really smart,
Yes. So as soon as the door closes, I step out to the road and say, number 26, Fairwood, they are planning to sell the house in 1 month. Please send them the card. That's it. So what I do after that, when I come back home, I have this note and then I send a thank you card to that address, knowing that the people are thinking about it. Sometimes I put $5 Tim Hortons card. Yeah. People love it. People love small
Yeah, they prison. Do.
Yes.
It's a little, it's a little gift, right? Yeah.
And so the numbers behind that is now you're door knocking 100 doors. That doesn't necessarily mean 100 people are answering.
Yes.
Correct. So you door knock 100 doors and that will get you what would work out to one lead, you'd imagine.
Yes.
Okay. And now that one lead, is it what does their turnaround time look like? Because I know sometimes you might add people, like let me back up. Do you add more people to your database out of that 100? Like, are you adding two or three to your database, maybe keeping up to date, but no real leads? Like, it's one person saying, yes, I want to buy or sell real estate in the next 6 months, let's say.
Yes, I add those people as to FOB. We have our system, right? FOB.
Okay.
And yes, and I just-
For those who don't know the acronym, what's FOB?
FOB. That's the
follow
system.
Up boss.
Yeah, follow up boss. It's like a CRA system, right? So, and we can always tag and put notes there and then reminders, call him or call them or send them the notes, send them a market analysis. If they provide their, email address, I start sending the market watch, right? So what's going on? And sometimes you shoot the email saying, well, by the way, on your street, this house was sold for X amount of money, right? Mm-hmm. And so in this case, like, oh, we didn't expect it because we thought we can get only 850, but that one was sold over $1 million.
Right.
Right.
And it speed up the conversion of lead into the seller.
Okay. So you're getting one bona fide lead, but you're adding people to your database out of those 100, right? But you'll get one bona fide lead that'll probably transact. And just very quickly, what would you say, very estimated, the average transaction time from meeting till being on the market? Like, do you find most people do it in a month? Do they do it in 3 months, 6 months? What's the, if you were to average it out?
Most of the people would do it in 6 months, because if it's a month, though, they have already talked to somebody and they have already an agent, right? So they started to prepare.
Okay. So if you're door knocking today, you're actually like, what are we in July? So you're actually door knocking for January listings right now, essentially.
Not necessarily. Or if it's July, it could be fall, because lots of people still thinking that the best market is in fall.
September.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. So right now you might be door knocking for either September, October, or for January, February type
thing.
Okay, perfect. All right.
So one of the biggest objections I find from people that are door knocking or trying door knocking is, number one, they feel like it doesn't work. They feel like they did do those 200 and then they never go back. But they also don't, they don't realize is that you're always, it's a future prospect. It's not a right now, usually. It's, you might get those rare birds, right? Like that are like, oh my God, yes, I was actually going to call a realtor today. That's a bonus one. But typically you're door knocking and you meet someone, like you're not, you're grateful if it can do it within 6 months, but it might be a year or two. Is that correct, Anna?
Absolutely. Like, maybe a year or two. That's why it's very important to take a note and then start the process of nurturing them.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's so key, is that nurturing thing. So like where Anna goes, they open the door, send them a card on her phone. Yeah. Right. So, and then, and being able to follow up with that. And now you've got them in there. It's like, okay, I'm going to put them in the system. I'm going to put them in Follow-Up Boss or whatever CRM tool that you use to track it. Then you send them out. What examples of things that, so let's say you open, actually, I open the door to you.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to start off with the script. Sorry to interrupt. Yeah. I want to, before we dive into what the full follow-up, I'd love to know the process from start to end.
So I was going to say, I open the door to you. So I'm like, oh, I open the door and I see you, the lovely, lovely Anna standing there and you're smiling and I'm not going to slam the door in your face. How would that look?
Well, it all depends. Good question. It all depends. What is the purpose of door knocking?
Oh, okay. So what you tell me.
Let's say if it's neighborhood, I just door knock. Sometimes I'm organized a garage sale for the for the community. I door knock, inviting them.
Oh.
Sometimes when we have a new listing or just sold, so you door knock around that one. And it can bring you much more, because usually the average is from 30 to 50 doors around the area, around the house that was sold.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Let's use just sold, because I literally just sold a listing on Monday and I want to door knock the area. So let's do a just sold.
So I'm going to open the door. I'll be the person. Mm-hmm. I'll open the door. So, okay. So you've knocked on the door. I'm opening it and I'm like, oh, hello.
Oh, hi. I'm Anna with the Jennifer Jones team. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Great. So the reason of my visit to you today is just, we just sold a property around the corner at number 16, and it was sold over asking price. So I was wondering if you have somebody, because we still have buyers who are looking to buy in the same subdivision, right? Because we have a list of buyers who is interested, but it's already sold. So are you thinking, have you ever been thinking about selling your property?
Yeah, I think, I definitely think about it often. I'm always on realtor.ca.
Okay. And then what stops you from doing that?
No, I'm just not sure if it's the right time, or I'm worried about what kind of price I might get.
Okay. I see. So, to find out what price you can get, we can always just set an appointment. I can come to your place and do the evaluation. Where would you move if you sell your house?
Where would I move?
Yes.
Actually, I love the neighborhood over, the one that's a few over.
Oh, okay. I see. And can I ask you what you like about your neighborhood? Why did you choose this house to buy?
The schools. I really like the schools. But my kids have kind of, they're...
Well, we lost Dion first. We lose her from time to time. She's back.
Okay. It's okay. It happens. Yeah. So okay. And I'm sorry, what's your name?
Dion.
Oh, hi, Dion. My name is Anna, again, as I mentioned to you, right? So do you mind if we set an appointment and me and Jennifer, we can come and do the evaluation of your house? No obligations, nothing, just to give you the idea how much you can net for your house based on the last sale.
Sure, that would be great.
Perfect. What days do you prefer? Weekdays or weekends?
Weekends.
Weekends, perfect. Saturdays or Sundays?
Sundays.
Okay, great. So I'm available this coming Sunday after 1 p.m. Are you okay if we come at 1:30?
That sounds great.
Perfect. And is it going to be only you or you have a spouse?
Yes, my husband will be there too.
Perfect. And may I ask you, so 1:30, is that okay?
Yeah. Yes, that great. Is. Yeah.
May I ask you, so do you like coffee or tea?
Oh, I'm a tea drinker. My husband's a coffee drinker.
Tea. Tim Hortons?
Yes.
So okay, how do you like your tea?
Oh, you don't have to do that.
That's okay. That's okay.
Okay. Okay, I'll have one milk and one sweetener.
Perfect. And how about your husband? Is he coffee drinker or tea drinker?
Coffee, and he's just a milk.
Okay, that's great. So just let me take a note. Okay. Thank you very much, Neon, and see you on Sunday at 1:30. Can you do me a favor, please? If something changes, can you give me a call or text me? This is my card.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks. See you soon.
Thanks. Bye-bye. See you soon. Okay, right. So that was great because I like how you actually were ready to, you knew your schedule, you knew what your availability was. You didn't, that sort of thing. I like that. I like that you were very much trying to pick a time to set that appointment. I think that's really important. Now, you didn't take my information. It's like you didn't ask me for my email address or my phone number, but
yes. And the only reason I did not, because I'm already having the appointment with you.
Got it. Okay. So if I would have said, no, maybe contact me or whatever, that's when you would do that.
Oh, yes. That's great. Yeah. So can I get your phone number, please?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Do you prefer to be contacted through the phone or email? What do you prefer?
I never read my email. It always, they get way too much junk.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's great. Okay, that's good. I think there's some key points here, right, Nathan?
Yeah. So I want to geek out for a minute because there's a couple of things that I loved about what you did. Number one, I love how the script is very direct. I find a lot of times when people are talking about door knocking or talking about scripting, they almost try to be way too friendly and not stay on point to topic, right? The script is very direct. I think it's the Tom Ferry script you pulled out there, are you thinking about moving? I don't know, not really. Oh, great. Well, how do you like the area? Why did you choose it? Just out of curiosity, if you were to move, where would you move to next? Oh, mm-hmm. In a perfect world, when would you want that to be? I love that Tom Ferry script coming out there, and it just floats so naturally. And for people who are listening in future episodes, we're going to talk about this when we talk about the language of sales. I love your double binds. I love how you just gave two options. Do you want evenings or weekends, or weekdays or weekends, evenings or afternoons, right? Like you just give two options and it's called a double bind to lock them down. So that was absolutely fantastic. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I felt like I had to make a choice.
So what would you do on, and again, if it's okay, let's just do another quick role play. I'll replay with you, but this time I'll be a little bit more, not combative, but I'll be kind of more.
Not agreeable.
Because I think Dion is kind of like the ideal door knock that we all look for, right?
Yeah. So, is it going to be the same scenario? Sold?
Yeah, let's just do a just sold for now. Or let's actually, do we want to do a different scenario?
Well, I think you should don't do an event, because that's, I find events people have no problem. They're always like, oh, I'm just inviting you to an event or just an open house. How about just door knock? Like if you're going to you're starting in a new neighborhood, you don't have a just listed or a just sold. How about that? Like, because there's a lot of people out there that will just be starting for the first time, but maybe they don't have that listing that they can door knock. Do you have a script for that?
Well, the thing is that they're always listing off eXp Realty, let's say so, right?
Okay.
And when I door knock, I always, we have a listing, it means like our company has a listing.
Right. So you always pick a neighborhood to where there is a listing till you can talk about
unless it's my farming area,
an event, unless it's your farming, area.
Farming area, because let's say I started from 120 houses of my neighborhood and then I start to spread, right? And it's still my farming area because I need people to know that I'm here, and I also need to know what's going on here, right?
So Nathan, what about getting started in a farming area? What about doing that kind of script?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you think that's valuable, Nathan, or?
Well, I think As I said, as a new agent, I always suggest to start from the area where you live,
okay,
neighborhood, right? Or where are you planning to get started? Because let's say if you're planning to sell waterfronts in the future, then you have to concentrate on the waterfront properties.
Right.
Okay.
And so then it's just introduction. Hi, guys. I'm Anna Belintseva from the Jennifer Jones team. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
That's great. So, you know, I'm door knocking here because I want to introduce myself. I live in Keswick at 173 Lake Drive East, and just around the corner from you. If you need my help or if you're thinking about selling or buying something, you're more than welcome to call me. Here is my card.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, that's good. Oh, by the way, while you're here, Nathan, oh, sorry, I don't know your name.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. Well, you're here, random gentleman in a hat. Yes.
Oh, by the way, before I let you go, can you just tell me maybe, are you thinking about selling or buying in the short future?
Yeah, honestly, probably not. We absolutely love it here. It's great.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. So you love it here. And when did you move here?
You know what? We just wanted to get out of the city. Yeah, like we, and plus my parents are retired, so we wanted to get a place with them so they could travel more and all the rest. So
oh, I see. So like when was it? Like before COVID or after?
Yeah, about 2020, like probably right in the midst of COVID. Yeah.
And so what brought you to our area? Because I've been here for 26 years and I love it. But may I ask you, what do you like here?
Honestly, it wasn't really the area. It was the house. It just had everything that in a house that we needed, and we wanted property. So we were actually looking between here and like 50 kilometers away. Anywhere in an area, yeah.
So you love here, you're staying here. Would you know maybe some neighbors who are thinking about selling?
Not really. We don't really talk to the neighbors a whole lot.
Oh, I see. Okay, so that's very good. So here is my card. I just want to let you know if you have your questions, because I've been here for 26 years, as I said. I know lots of things that you may not know as a newcomer, right? So you can always call me, and it has nothing to do with the real estate. If you need any help, because we have a whole swath of people, if you need to fix something, painters, you know, like landscapers, if you need to fix your basement or finish the basement, we have a whole team in our, or the whole swath in our team.
Awesome.
By the way, do you need any help right now?
No, I think I'm good right now.
Okay, that's great. So again, I'm Anna Belintseva, and you are?
I'm Nathan.
Nathan.
Good to meet you, Anna.
Okay, good to meet you too. Thank you.
So I'm trying really hard to find a way to be a little bit meaner, but I really can't. Like, I know, like, I'm kind of like I want to throw in there, oh, I have a realtor, I want to do this or that, but it's, you're not really giving me the opportunity to use just kind of I love it. Like, I love this. You're not giving me the opportunity to use a mean objection. You're so helpful. I can't really be.
As soon as, yes, because I don't want to sell to you.
Right.
I found out that you're not planning. You just moved. Obviously you're not selling right now. But
awesome,
but you mentioned that you have parents who moved with you. Maybe they need some help. Who is cutting the grass for you? Who is cutting the grass for your parents?
Who's what, sorry?
Cutting
the grass.
Oh, no, I make my dad do it. I got him a riding lawnmower. Yeah.
No, but you know, but I like what Anna did there. She basically said, okay, she turned her script around. This one's not going to move anytime soon. Mm-hmm. However, I'm going to be a resource to you because I've lived here for so long and I have a community connection with people and I can get you people. I know people. So I got you basically. Right. Yeah. I got that person that does landscaping, painting, you know, basements, finishing, all of that sort of stuff. So you just created an item of value of why they wouldn't want to know you.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I would also ask, okay, you moved here, your parents here. Do you know anybody else, like maybe members of your family or friends or even, you know, co-workers would like to move to the same area? We can help. We're a local agent. Mm-hmm. We sell here. We live here. We love it.
Awesome. Okay. So we have about 6 minutes left. So let's dive into the last part. Okay. So you set an appointment with Dion, with me. Let's just say I was a little more interested and you got my contact info. What does your follow-up program mean now? Like what?
Like you mean from talking to Dion, so I will see her on Sunday.
Yeah, like with her, the follow-up is easy. But let's say with myself, like say, let's just say when you door knocked the area, I was a little bit more interested. You got my contact info. What does your follow-up with me look like now to solidify yourself as the number one realtor?
Okay, so I know you. I know your name. I can always pull this name from the Geo Warehouse if you did not introduce yourself. I'm checking with the Geo Warehouse if it's you, if you're the owner or the tenant, right? And then I just send a thank you card. I have a whole bunch of these cards. thank you cards, right? So I just write it down, even to people who come to my open house, thank you card.
Right? Awesome.
Yeah. Right. And so I just said, thank you, it was so nice to talk to you, right? And welcome to the neighborhood. And here is a small card, present card. You can use it going to our Tim Hortons at Dalton Road. That's it.
All right. People,
and then if I have all these addresses, at the end of the year, I order those large calendars, you know, mm-hmm. like calendar to put on the wall. And I just send them to the, I send to the potential sellers or buyers, like 250 or something, and I send them.
Awesome.
So would you contact Nathan, even though you know he hasn't sold, would you contact him a few times throughout the year?
I wouldn't contact if he hasn't provided any information. However, I would send the card and then the calendar, because mm-hmm. people use calendar the whole year, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Your face will be there.
Okay.
So let's go back to Dion's scenario. Let's say you did not set an appointment with Dion. Let's say she has to talk to her husband or something like that.
Yeah.
And let's say you got her contact info. What does your follow-up look like on a just listed of someone who is interested and gave you their contact info?
It's kind of a little bit, I did not understand the question.
Basically, let's just imagine you did not set an appointment with Dion. What would your follow-up with her look like, or just any just listed potential lead? What is your follow-up?
But I did give you my contact information.
Oh, yes. If you gave me your contact, that's the question. I would actually send you email, like start sending the email what's going on the market in your particular neighborhood, right?
And how often would you do that?
Well, I will be watching what's happening. If there is only one house for sale and nothing happened, so I will be watching when it happens or when something pops up to the market, right, in that particular area. That's why we need tags. In FAB, that follow up boss or any CRA, you need a tag. Because if something pops up in this area, or for example, bungalow in Keswick, right? So mm-hmm. I click and I find out who was looking for the bungalow in Keswick, right? Speaking about buyers. Mm-hmm. And I would start sending it, and the time, it may take 6 months, it may take 1 year. I just sold property, waterfront property for 2.5 million. They were 4 years. Just follow up, never give up, because we had another sale with Jennifer 3 or 4 years ago. The guy called us, he did not sell with the other agent, it's opposite in Aurelia, and he called us and he told Jennifer, Anna was the only one contacting me, sending me the sales or information what's going on in the market.
So there's, and for the people listening, there's some automated ways to do this. You can always put them on a prospect match if your CRM doesn't hold it. I know we use KV Core in ours, and it will actually give direct market updates. That is a little bit more automated. Yet one thing I do really want to point out, and it doesn't sound like you're using a lot of automated. It actually sounds like you have a list of people and you're actually basically giving them personal care. Like you're looking at their areas directly. Would that be agreeable?
Yes. In the area where I door knocked.
Yes.
I know where they are. I know where they live. And that's why I can be. And I heard from Dion, maybe not today, but in 6 months or a year, she will be selling.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we want to be one of those who will get into the door. She may be asking three different agents, you know, interviewing. However, we will be there. Awesome. One thing I wanted to mention, Nathan, before we are done, you asked me that. So, and I don't mind to tell you, yes, I'm 20 years experienced. And I'm 67 years old, and I don't mind door knocking, and I do it even in winter time. Believe it or not,
love it.
When you door knock at the minus 14 outside, people invite you in. Here is coffee. Here is the hot chocolate. You know, they're really impressed.
So, I'm really happy you brought that up, because again, I want to talk about those limiting beliefs. And we were talking about this beforehand, when we see someone with an accent or someone who's older, I don't think in my mind, I think I can be bold enough to say this properly. In my mind, you are not what fits the profile of superstar door knocker. I don't know if you've ever met Vincent Bongard, but he is like this. He's a younger guy. He's from Sweden, very fit, very like all the rest. Like he's what I imagine that person who's out slugging it every single day in my mind's eye. And then I remember the first time I met you and then hearing the success you had through it. And it just shattered this image I would have in my mind about what created this successful door knocker, right? And I shared with you the story before we came on is, again, one of my aha moments that shattered it was I knew an agent that was over 70 years old, and I'll never forget, he'd been in the industry for longer than dirt. And I remember driving down an area one time and seeing him door knock. And it was like, he was not an active, you know, you have some elderly people that are very active. He was not, he was kind of a little bit hunched over. He was very slow paced, but he still door knocked. And it, it blew my mind that this is the dedication that top producers need. Right.
And yes. One thing I want to mention, the huge mistake, people seeing that you're door knocking, by some reason they think, oh, they need a business so much. They need so business. So they're door knocking because they need to, you know, like they need business. They're not successful. This is not true.
No. You're lead generating.
Yes, you're the lead generating. And don't be scared to door knock, because the person who is rude to you has his own problem or her own problem. It's not you. They're not your relatives. They're not your friends. They're not your mom and dad. That's stranger for you. And if he's rude, it's okay. Good.
Right.
Thank you very much. Yes. Have a great day too.
Yes.
So I want to go around with some final thoughts, but there's a couple of things I just really want to point out that really jumped out on me at this. Beyond what we were just talking about, I just lost it. You know what, Dion, you do your final thought, because I had something actually good to say, but I just lost it. So you do your final thought.
Okay. Right? So, well, my final thought is like, you've got to get out there and do it, and you can't give up after 100. You got to do it. Like, consistency is the best thing. Like, I think one thing we didn't hear was, how many times do you door knock a week, and for how long? Like, are you doing your farming?
Yeah, let's quickly answer that.
For farming. So you've got your neighbor. How big is your neighborhood that you farm?
Well, right now it's pretty big because, you know, it's from Jackson's Point all the way to Keswick. So I would say maybe about 2,000 houses.
So how many houses do you knock in a month?
It depends. Okay. Depending on the neighborhood, some properties are too far from each other. Right.
Right.
And it takes me 2-3 hours. I usually based on the time. I take 2-3 hours door knocking, right? And then I go to this area or that area, and based on what's going on the market there, right?
Okay, and how many days a week do you door knock?
At 2 or 3 days, depending on in summer, 3 days. In winter, maybe 1 or 2 days. Yeah.
So if you've door knocked me, so you door knocked my neighborhood, you door knocked me, when would you door knock my neighborhood again? Or me again? Like, when would you back?
In a farm area, how many times do you door knock the same area?
Oh, the same area. Okay,
yeah.
That's interesting. Usually 2-3 times a year.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay, that's good to know. So, like, it is important to know that door knock somebody.
If I find out that, let's say, no, that's a mistake. Okay. Let's say I door knocked 100 doors, right?
Yeah.
And only 20 doors opened or 30 doors opened.
Yeah.
Then I will come there next day.
Oh, okay. You'll go door knock those.
Yes. Oh, on the weekend. So if
the same ones that you already door knocked that didn't open the doors.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Okay. So you really are trying to get in front of people.
Oh, exactly. And that's the only way, like, that's how they know you.
Right. So you're not just flyer dropping and going.
No. That does make sense, because there are so many flyers now. You can see it.
Yeah. So, okay. So you will door knock a neighborhood. Your goal is actually to have the door open so you can put me on some sort of a follow-up plan.
Exactly. Exactly.
Got it. Okay. Got it.
Because it's so stressful when you find out you door knocked in that neighborhood, these people didn't open, and then 2 months later, they put the house for sale.
Yeah, like, why didn't you use me? Why didn't you open the door? So Nathan, do you have I hear consistency is important. Get them to open the door, get in front of them, and put them up on a follow-up plan.
And I remembered what I was gonna say.
It
came back to me. One of the things that we really didn't touch on, but I think is really important to point out, is you mentioned that when you first got in the industry in 97, there had all these big players in the area. And like, for example, I'm right now coaching a lady who is breaking into the industry 4 years in, and she's competing against a lot of big players. And that's her number one limiting belief. And door knocking is a great way to break into that competition, to show them that you're serious, you're out there, you're hardworking. And through door knocking, you broke into Keswick, to a big area, and became a big player to start toppling those people that weren't putting in the effort. Mm-hmm. And I think that was just, I think that's absolutely beautiful to hear. So if anybody listening is in an area with big players dominating, door knocking is how you break in. This is your golden goose, right?
Never give up. Never give up.
Never give up.
It doesn't matter, because they're those people, to be honest with you, the agents who's been in the, you know, in the area known, they are a little bit lazy to go and do something. Like, they expect, mm-hmm. they know they have lots of referrals or repeat business, and they're expecting that people will call them.
Right.
Yes, true.
Which doesn't really work sometimes. My first listings I've got from door knocking, because and one of the ladies, she actually worked for another real estate company in Newmarket. And she called me to do the CMA. And when I came, CMA market, comparable market analysis. And when I came, and she said, well, we're also interviewing a couple more. And then at the end of the CMA, she said, well, that's okay. Where are the papers? We'll sign it. And I asked her, why did you choose me, not one of your agents in Newmarket? She said, you are the only one I've seen door knocking winter, summer, or spring in our streets.
Amazing. See? Hustle, like we talked, hustle beats talent every single day of the week. Like, man, that should be our catchphrase. Hustle beats talent.
Hustle beats talent.
And even if they say, and I told you I'm not selling, it's okay. I'm just checking, because circumstances sometimes change.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Anna, you're amazing. And like 67 years old, now that's and out there no matter what, whether it's cold or not, that is hustle. That is amazing. That is so great.
Thank you. Well,
and thank you so much for doing this with us. We are really trying to like help new agents or agents that have been in this just to learn stuff, mm-hmm. right? So we appreciate when people can come on and share their experiences and their way they do stuff.
You know, the fear is sitting in our brains. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People are friendly. Most of the people are really friendly, and it's okay. Yeah. If they're, by some reason, they're not friendly, it means like maybe something's happening in their life.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not you. It's them.
You.
Love it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is coming up to 40 minutes. We're a little bit less time. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
And I'm pumped about training. If you're on the call tomorrow, I'll see you again tomorrow when we talk about 135s and 411s. I'm very pumped about that. So.
Okay. Nice.
All right, everybody. Have a great week selling.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I know.
Bye.